the fact that I know I'm crippled, but he's able. His grace is sufficient. Yes, Lord. His grace is sufficient. Somebody need to hold on. Somebody need to hold on. Stop looking at your problems and look up to God. Everything is going to be all right.
We know your heart and spirit burned as you listened to our pastor, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preached and taught the Word of God. Join us in our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. For additional information, phone the church, 637-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome Word of God next week at the same time.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting. All day.
Join us as we open our Bibles, hearts, and minds to be blessed by the Word of God as Dr. Joshua Joy Dara, Senior Pastor of Zion Hill Church Family, gives us insight into the gospel in plain English.
All is well with every one of you. Please keep on wearing your mask. Make sure you're maintaining social distancing. Amen. And as much as possible, always wash your hand and sanitize. Amen. Amen. I believe this is the will of God concerning you. Amen. Thank you for your prayers this morning. Pastor Dayton and his lovely wife, we appreciate you. And thanks to all of our church leaders. And thanks to those of you who are in church this morning. We also thank those of you that are live streaming or listening on radio or watching on television. Please don't forget, December 5, we have now put together an insurance policy for our church members. And we have leveraged the numbers of our membership to get the price down. So this is a blessing, and this is very progressive. As far as I know, we probably will be the first church to do that. And this is the Lord's doing. Thanks to our deaconesses for helping us to put it together. So December 5, from 9 a.m. to 12 noon, and from 1 p.m. till 5 p.m., you have the privilege to come in and sign up for whatever policy that you like. Whether you want life insurance, whether you want health or dental or whatever, or insurance for your eyes, whatever policy you want is purely up to you. The church is not making any money out of this. We are simply using the fact that we have numbers. So just like any company would do, Cabrini Hospital would do it, Clico would do it, and the college over there, that's how we negotiate the price down. So please, let's take advantage of this blessing and let's enjoy the goodness of the Lord for ourselves. we will also have the same opportunity the next day, December 6th, which is Sunday morning. So you can register in between services. And if for any reason you're tied up, you can't get to either of those 2 days, you can always call the company. We have checked them out. They're well financed. They're well secured. And so we are in good shape as far as that goes. On Sunday, the time will be the same, 9 a.m. in the morning to 12 noon. And then we'll start again from 1 o'clock till 5 p.m. I don't mind telling you that one of the reasons that get us this good deal is the fact that we assured them we will produce at a minimum 200 people. So, and that's the game breaker there. So feel free. Like, I have insurance with the state from working before I retire from the state. But guess what? I'm going to get insured again with my church. You never have too much. Amen. So let's take advantage of the blessing. All minds clear? If you have your Bible with you, will you please stand with me in reference to the Word of God? I just want to read one verse of the scripture to you this morning, and then I will share with you briefly on those verses, and then we're going to receive the Holy Communion. The book is Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 20. Very familiar. The book of Ephesians. Chapter 3, verse number 20. The Bible said, "Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ask, all that you can think, according to the power that worketh in us." Please remain standing as we pray. Father, we are grateful for another day of blessing. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence in the house. I'm always mindful that this is your church. These are your people. Lord, we just ask that you have your way in this house. Speak to us in a very special way this morning. Many people came with questions. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will grant us the answers. Many people come here today in need of a miracle. Lord, we thank you that you are a miracle-working God. Have your way in our congregation. Use me to be a channel of blessing to somebody this morning. And believe me when I tell you, we'll be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. It is in Jesus' name we pray. And the church say, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Today is our communion Sunday, as you well know. Please permit me to remind you that Jesus came to this planet Earth and he died for your sin, for my sin, so that we might regain what we lost, so that we might be forgiven of our sins. Let me put it in plain English, so we won't go to hell. Thank God for what Jesus did. His coming, his death, burial, and resurrection provided for us what we call reconciliation with God. We are restored back to our original state in terms of our relationship with God. That's a good place to shout amen. But I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the unfortunate thing is that although Jesus did all this for us, in fact, John 10:10 summarizes it in a very profound way. That scripture says it's the devil that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, but he has come that you and me might have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. But isn't it a shame that despite what Jesus had done, many of us are still struggling? Isn't it weird that after all the sacrifice that Jesus made, some of us are still behind? So today, my assignment, before we take the communion, is to share with you 8 steps for you and me to begin to live the victory that Jesus won on the cross. So I just don't want you to hear about it. I want you to be able to live it and enjoy it day by day. So our subject for discussion is titled 8 Steps to a Victorious Life. And I want you to please pay attention, because if you get it, I'm trusting God that you will share with your children and your children's children. Because the will of God for you and me, the reason why he came, the reason why he died, the reason why he suffered so much, thank God he rose again. The reason why he went through all that is so that you, me, all of us here, and every one of you watching and listening out there, we are supposed to have abundant life. Victorious life. So we need to know how to walk in it. 8 steps. Now, those 8 steps are found in the scripture I just read to your hearing. Step number 1 is now. Step number 2, unto him. Step number 3, he is able to do. Step number 4, exceedingly. Step number 5, abundantly. Step number 6, above. Step number 7, all you can ask, all you can think. And step number 8, according to the power that worketh in you. The Bible is quite simple. It takes a fool to miss it. And when you see any preacher stand before you, we already know where we are going. When we preach. So all that is left is for the Holy Spirit to use us in the process. Let's begin with step number 1. What is that step? Now. Somebody shout now. Now. Say it again. That word is very, very important for your life. Why? Because too many people are living in someday. You'll be amazed how many people, they cannot even be healed, they cannot receive the blessing of God because they are living in their yesterday. Open your mouth, shout now. I grew up in a church where all they were teaching me is by and by. All the elders of the church, the deacons, the deaconesses, the preachers, they say, oh, let's just go through all this suffering right now, but in the sweet by and by. And the whole neighborhood stayed broke, busted, and disgusted. Their thinking, their expectation was always out there somewhere. You talk about blessing, it's out there someday. You talk about miracle, it's out there someday. You talk about answers to questions, they'll say, yeah, by and by. And then I begin to study the Bible and found out there is no such thing. Be careful, my brother, my sister, that you're not living for someday. Right now, God wants to touch you. You can have victory right now. You can have your miracle right now. You can have your healing when? Right now. When the Bible said the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, his job is to distract you from what belongs to you. But there is power to believe for now. There is power that is available to you to believe and take a stand for God and for yourself and for your family, your children, your children's children right now. How can you do that? Remind yourself, encourage yourself. Jesus Christ is the same. Yesterday, today, and guess what? Forevermore. Can I get an amen for that? So the devil wants to distract you and me so that you can focus in the sweet by and by. Focus on tomorrow so that you can miss your today. And you can see how defeated we have become. Even in our conversation, you hear it. People will say, someday I'll quit smoking. You see what religion has done? I've seen people in the community, and they will greet me and say, Pastor, you're doing a good job. Keep up with the good work. Someday I'll come to church. Someday, people will say, I'll take time for myself. Someday, I'll make time for my children. If you're not careful, that day will never come. Ladies and gentlemen, to walk in victory, you must comprehend the power of now. The reason why I make you shout the word now, and some of you cannot even shout it, your shouting was so low because your understanding is low. There is power in your now. Somebody understood it, said, don't wait till your battle is over. You can shout when. It's amazing how profound the word of God is. When can you have your blessing? When can you have your miracle? When can you trust God? Yeah. When can you believe God for that blessing? Yeah. Right now. You can make up your mind this day. You're going to get answer to your prayer. Now you see why Hebrew 11, verse number 1 says, when it comes to faith, now faith is. Not yesterday, not tomorrow. Now faith is the substance of things you hope for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith is not someday. Faith is not in the sweet by and by. Faith is right now. And I submit to somebody under the sound of my voice, right now you can be saved. You don't have to put it off. Right now, this morning, as I speak with you, you can be saved. Right now, you can be healed. Right now, you can be delivered of any addiction. Don't let the thief of yesterday steal your joy of today. Many people have been so wounded in their yesterday, they can't even receive in their today. That's why people will tell you someday. Someday. Someday I'll be happy. Been wounded so long. They get used to being wounded. And they say, someday. But deliverance has come today in the name of Jesus. This scripture is so, we're still on step number one. I'm trying to go to eight step. Lord have mercy. This scripture is so profound, ladies and gentlemen. Many people will say, someday I'll start my workout. That's why you're fat. Today is the day of salvation. Someday, Pastor, I'll get in shape. And then when it's come to your wedding, you work so hard so you can fit in the dress. But as soon as the wedding is over, you go back to your someday, bam, bam. Someday, I'll lose weight. Why not now? God wants to do it right now. Someday I'll start eating right. Why not right now? Someday I'll start exercising. That's a lying devil. Why not now? Someday I'll start taking care of myself. Why not now? Yesterday is cashed check. Did you hear what I said? Tomorrow is only a promissory note. But today is cash in hand. You can make up your mind. We walk by faith and not by sight. You can make up your mind. I am saved today. I will be saved today. I'm not going to drag my feet another Sunday. The Bible says, this is the day, not tomorrow. This is the day. Guess who made it? Who made today? Who made today? This is the day the Lord has made it. You are permitted. You have every right to rejoice and be glad in it. It don't matter what is going on. Trials may come. Winds may blow. But you can make up your mind, today I'm going to be happy. Why? Because greater is he that is in you than the devil that is in the whole world. I never will forget There are many songs we do in this school. This is a school of the Word of God. I call it a word church. And we sing a lot of songs. But one song that always got my attention, it don't matter what's going on, you see me, I'll get up. Because I understand the power of now. The song started, they'll be singing up here. The presence of the Lord is here. I said, finally, somebody get it. Every now and then, their song be off, you know. And I just say, Lord, okay, forgive them. Someday, we'll get it together. I say, Lord, help me right now. And then when they get it, then they get to the point, they say, when do you want the Lord to bless you? I say, wow, somebody finally get to my own verse. When do you want the Lord to heal you? When do you want the Lord to save your children? When do you want the Lord to bless you? When do you want the Lord to prosper you? Somebody shout now. Every step in the Word of God is profound. In all you're getting, get understanding. Step number two, so I don't lose time. Unto Him. You need to remember that. Whenever you're going through something, whenever you are in trial, whenever you find yourself in jail, whenever you find yourself in the hospital, whenever the devil is messing with your children, you have to learn this step that says, all unto Him. The problem, ladies and gentlemen, that we are taking communion, but we don't see the fruits of the communion in our life, is because we focus too much on our trial and not on God. Now unto Him. Our problem is that many people are worshiping their problems. They are worshiping their issues. Every now and then in my own house, we run out of something. It may be money, it may be some other thing, it may be the ceiling fall out or the water heater blow up or whatever. And I'm amazed. I'm not talking about nobody. Let me try this section of the... I'm amazed. The countenance of everybody will change. Just because of the trial, just because of the trouble. If you run out of money today, who is to say God cannot make a way? Do I have a witness in the house? Have you ever run out of friend and the Lord become your friend? Have you ever run out of resources and the Lord made a way? Sometimes in my house, I walk out because I refuse to be defeated. Don't focus on whatever you're going through. Unto Him. He's able to pay your bill. Unto Him. He's able to fix your problem. Unto Him. And when you look at His record, He did it before. And if He did it before, He can do it again. Do I have a witness in the house? Unto Him. That's why the Bible says, cast all your cares upon Him. He cared for you. Your worship should focus on God, not your problem. Amen. Brother Pastor, why are you telling me to be able to focus on God? You see, I'll tell you why Paul was locked up in jail. And while he was locked up in chain, he picked up his pen and he's still writing. Philippians 4 and 4, he said, rejoice in the Lord. Always. He said, again, I say, rejoice. It don't matter what's going on. Have you ever had to deal with even church people? They're just ugly to you. Sometimes you're trying to help people, but they don't appreciate you. But guess what? Hallelujah, anyhow. You can still rejoice. You can still get happy. Why? Because you cast everything upon him, unto him. Why did I say cast everything upon him that take us to the next step? Because he's able. What did I say? He is able. Amen, somebody. No matter what you're going through right now, if you don't hear anything else, I have to say to you today, please receive it in your spirit that God is able. The God whom we serve is capable of fixing every problem. Not some of the problem, every problem. I don't care what you're facing right now. God is able. I don't care what challenge you're dealing with right now. God is able. I don't care what problem the devil is trying to post at you. God is able. I know sometimes you think the problem is beyond help. I see one sister told me, my husband is beyond repair. I said, the devil is alive. No man is too hard for God to break. I've seen people tell me, my child don't even talk to me no more. I said, the devil is alive. Is there anything too hard for God? When we say that God is able, it means God has the ability to make that which is impossible, possible. Luke chapter 18, verse 27 says, there are some things that looks impossible to man. But when it comes to God, that's right, Brother Dickie. Hallelujah. You have to free yourself from carrying all this burden. I can see it in your face. I can see it in your involvement in the work of the kingdom. Why is it that once people get in trouble, you don't see them in church no more? Why is it that you get in trouble, we can't get you to sing no more? Now unto him who is able. Even though the doctor may have told you there's nothing else they can do, I stop by to remind you, to encourage you, your God is able. Amen. Able to do what? He's able to save you. He's able to heal you. He's able to deliver you. So stop doubting God. Stop questioning God. Stop worrying about it. You know why? Because God is able. Step number four. When I tell you God is able, you need to know what he's able to do. And no preacher have to guess about it. The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly. That's a big word. Somebody shout exceedingly. Hallelujah. Somebody shout abundantly. That's step number five. Somebody shout above. That is a lot of description of what God is able to do. What does the Bible mean when it says exceedingly? Well, I didn't want to guess about it, so I went and studied my Greek. What is Paul talking about? I check out my encyclopedia. I want to know. You know, English is my second language. Ain't no shame in my game. So I double check. These are some big words. Help me, Holy Ghost. That word exceedingly means over and above and beyond. I say, my God, my God. When I read it, my body began to shake. God can do for me over and above and beyond. I say hallelujah. That's step number four, you all. Then I look at the next word, step number five, abundantly. Then I got confused. The Greek said abundantly is to go beyond. So I said, wait a minute. I thought exceedingly is over, above, and beyond. How can abundantly be to go beyond? Now, the more I begin to meditate upon it, the Holy Spirit revealed to me that God can take you beyond. I said, whoa, I can't take it no more. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but the Holy Spirit wants to take you far above your imagination, far above your thinking, far above your limitation, and they want to take you beyond your beyond. Open your mouth, shout amen. God wants to take you beyond. If you can picture it in your head, the problem is that we don't picture. We don't imagine it. We don't see ourselves. Hallelujah. You got to see yourself healed. Oh, I wish I get me a witness. You got to see yourself blessed. If you cannot see it, Abraham, you're not ready for it. But as far as your eyes can see, God said, I'll give you houses you didn't even build. I'll give you wells that you never did. I bless you coming in. I bless you going out. And anybody that mess with you, I mess with them. Who am I preaching to this morning? Somebody shout now unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above. I don't care what you're facing right now. God can top it. God can go beyond it. God can fix it. I am a living witness that God is able to do exceedingly. I could have been dead by now, but look at me. I'm still here. Isn't that exceedingly? Isn't that abundantly? Isn't that above what I can think, what I can do for myself, what I can imagine? He is able to do exceedingly. I was talking with one of my members yesterday, and I was sharing with her. I said, sister, you know, I enjoy seeing you come to church and sing. And she responded, she said, Pastor, I have to come. After I saw what God did in your life, I know for sure there must be a God somewhere. Somebody shall exceedingly. Abundantly. Some of you, you are riding automobiles now that you know you don't qualify for. Your credit jacked up. Your money is funny. But look at God. Here you are, you're still riding good. Exceedingly. Have you ever seen God step into your situation? Things that you think is impossible. And God will step in right on time. I got to stop. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to know, in the word of God, there are promises, there are many revelations, but let me tell you how it works. Three things. Number one, you got to grab hold of the principle. Did you hear what I said? There's always a principle. Don't just read through the word of God. Grab hold of the principle in it. And number two, there's a program that is attached to that principle. And number three, there's also a promise. Are you listening to me? Look for the principle. Find out the program and find out the promise. Many of us, you read the Bible, but you don't know how to study the Bible. The Bible is not just some fairy tales. There are principles. The Bible called it the mystery of God. You got to find out, what is the Lord trying to teach me? What is the message? There is a concept. When the Lord say, through David, once I was young, now I'm an old man. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Their seed never begs for bread. You can just read it and miss the blessing. You got to ask yourself, what is the principle? See, you cannot serve God and be stuck in the elevator of life. It's impossible. That's what David is trying to tell you. He said, I was young. Now I'm an old man. Notice he didn't talk about your career. He didn't talk about what company you work for. He didn't talk about what level of income. He said, if you are righteous, the righteous are never forsaken. Their seed. Hallelujah. Every now and then you ought to talk to every lying spirit in your life and say, no, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am not forsaken. Even when I screw up, I'm still not forsaken. I am the apple of his eyes. I may go through trials. I may go through trouble. I may be sick in my body. But oh, don't count me out. I'll be back. The righteous are never forsaken. Their seed. Anytime your children call you and say, Mama, I'm in trouble, Daddy, I'm in trouble, remind them, you are my seed. You will never beg for bread. You cannot bear my name and beg for bread. How you know that, Daddy? Because I know who I am. Are you all see here this morning? Find out the principle. Then you need to find out the program. How to work the principle. That's the program. Wouldn't it be fine if you have a car but you don't know how to drive it? You have to find out, how do I work this principle in my life? And finally, you have to find out, if you believe the principle and work the program, then what promise is attached to it? Are you still here? Please take note. If it's not happening for you right now, one of those three things is missing. Yes, you go to Sunday school, you go to church school, you come to Sunday morning, you hear the preacher, maybe you even give, you sing. But it's not happening. You know what is missing? You don't get the principle. Or maybe you get the principle, but you don't know how to work the program. The promise will never manifest. A brand new car will never move until you learn how to drive. Are you still here? But if you learn how to drive, you work the program, that automobile will move. In order for the principle to flow in your life, you have to work the program. That brings me to the final step. How does the program work? It's very simple. There must be a power in you. Are you listening to me? Now, step one. Unto him, step two. He is able to do, step three. Exceedingly, step four. Abundantly, step five. Above, step six. All you can ask, all you can think, step seven. Finally, step eight, it works how? According to the power that dwelleth in you. You know what the problem is? While my worship team are coming, let me say this and let you out. Many of us will come to church, but the power of God is not in you. Many of us will have a name on the roll, but the Holy Ghost is not in you. I hear the Lord say, you shall receive power. That won't come from no seminary. That will not come from any denomination. You will receive power only after the Holy Ghost is upon you. Then you can be witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, utmost part of the earth. So start today. Taking your step now unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all I can ask, all I can think, according to the power. That power wants to work in you right now. God wants to touch you right now. He wants to heal you right now. He wants to make you an example. He wants to give you a testimony. You know the problem? Many of us have power in us, but it's a demonic power. You have power up operating you that is actually working against you. Fear is power. You know why many people are not in church today? That's right, son. They're scared. You nail it on the head. They're scared. Somebody was telling me yesterday, said, Pastor, I have pre-existing condition. I say, if anybody have pre-existing, I am champion. I never stop. One day, moving around, functioning for the glory of God. Everything God called me out to do. Greater is he that is in you than the devil that is in the whole world. Yes, COVID-19 is real. It's killing people every day. But don't let fear kill you before COVID. He that the Son of God set free. I got to stop. Let me encourage you as we prepare to receive the Holy Communion. Search your heart. Begin to take those 8 steps. Walk in victory. Just because you're a member of this church, you are destined to be blessed. I know what I teach you every day. The word of God works. Now, I challenge you a minute. Let's go work it. Don't settle for being afraid. Let's work it. It will work in your life. It will work on your job. It will work in your house. It will work in your children. It will work in your future. It will work in your health. It will work in your finances. The Lord is strong and mighty. Let's all stand. Ministers, come. Don't forget, after church today, the ushers are waiting at the back. Give as the Lord prosper you. Not grudgingly, not out of necessity. Enjoy serving the Lord. It pays. God bless you. If you need prayer, call the number under the screen. We'll pray with you and love on you. In Jesus' name.
For me. day.
Been served. We thank God this morning for the victory at the cross. We thank him for the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary, that we may have total victory. Victory in our body, victory in our spirit, and victory in our soul. We thank God for healing, deliverance, salvation, and the entire salvation package that comes with the blood of Jesus. And for this cause, we are here this morning to celebrate what Jesus did. And he said, as often as you think about celebrating him, do this in remembrance of me. So this morning we come remembering Jesus, remembering the breaking of his body and the shedding of his blood. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We praise you, O God. Lord, we thank you for Jesus Christ, our Savior. Father, we thank you. And this morning we come, Lord, saying that we receive exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think, according to the Holy Ghost power that working in us. Lord, we receive everything in your precious promises. In Jesus' name, amen. You may eat and drink at this time. That concludes our worship service on this morning. And don't forget, as you leave the building, sow in the work of ministry.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at